every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series, any up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series, and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com, along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show this week, 2014 Bassmaster Classic winner Randy Howell will join us as he gets ready to give away his 15th boat for the King's Home in Birmingham. We'll tell you how you can win it. Also on the show, two-time AOI Brandon Polinick joins us with a scouting report on Okeechobee, where the EQs will be in 2 weeks and where he won earlier this year. And in the leadoff role, Bass Nation winner Nick Trim is in the Rapala winner circle. So grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shadrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 Fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're going to have what he's had.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Oh, yeah, man, I'm trying to, man.
If you overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. To learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now time for the Rapala Winners Circle. And boy, I'll tell you what a story for Nick Trim. First of all, he's a full-grown adult. I love the young guys. You know I love them. But we got guys that are out there trying to qualify through the EQs and everything else that couldn't even go and have a beer after the tournament if they wanted to. I mean, they're that young. Nick Trim's like 42, 43 years old. He's been doing this for a minute. He's got a life. He's got kids. He's got a wife. He's got a job. And he qualified through the Bass Nation and now will fish the elites for the next couple of years. He will fish the Bassmaster Classic, cast a check for about $50,000, all good stuff. And he did it in his backyard at the Upper Mississippi. He joins us now on the VMC Hook. Nick, welcome to the show, man. Congratulations on the big win.
Thanks a ton. That's awesome. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, I know you're running a Phoenix. What model have you run? What are you running this year?
So this year I'm running a 921 Elite with a Merc 250 Merc.
Yeah, that's it. That's a nice platform.
I'm
going
to try to get
platform.
Into a 921 Elite X next year.
Yeah, that X is a beautiful boat, beautiful boat. Our Bassmaster Radio studio is just down the road from the factory, and I get a chance to go over there every once in a while, and it is absolutely beautiful. And it's such a good company. They're such good people. And the boat just runs so good, especially in heavy water. It just has got a great platform.
They're exceptional. I run a lot. Sturgeon Bay and I fish a lot of big water, so that's why I went with the 21. But they handle everything, and they, for a 21-foot boat, they like a sports car. You know, fishing the river here that gets pretty skinny, I can take that boat anywhere. I took a 20-foot boat back in the day,
so this is the second win for you at the Upper Mississippi with bass. I know you fished this water; it's your home water, so you fished it, you know, a lot of times. But you won the Bass Nation qualifier there back in 2024. How much did you rely on your local knowledge and spots that maybe you didn't even practice that you knew that you could go to and catch fish during this 4-day deal for the nation championship?
Honestly, it helped me a ton because I didn't catch but probably 6 to 8 fish in 3 days of practice. I didn't look for fish. I saw the weather coming. I knew it was going to get cold. I know where these fish winter. And I just went and explored those areas and was kind of hopeful, and in the back of my mind, I knew the fish were coming, but there's always that doubt that they're going to make the move. You know, it's kind of an eerie feeling when you go into places where fish weren't just 2 days ago. And, you know, the 30 degree nights, they pushed, they went to where they were supposed to go. And you heard it from all the guys, though. A lot of guys in the top 10 had horrible practices, and they kept saying, it's like the fish are coming to me. And I second that. They were certainly coming to where those guys were. So, local knowledge was a key factor in this one. There's no doubt about it. I was able to, I didn't really even practice the river much. And every day I would leave my starting area with 15 to 16 pounds, and I'd go to the river and upgrade, to 21, 19, 20 and a half. Day three was just kind of a crapshoot. I just went and tried to catch fish. I was nervous. That was a bad one.
Well, you only had a few hours on day three, right? I mean, that was the day the fog had socked you guys in, and you went out and you caught 16 and a half pounds anyway that day. So stressful, but you kept building on your lead.
Yeah, I gave back a few, a pound and a quarter on day three, but I had less time than a lot of other guys because I ran up to pool seven. So I had a run to the lock, and then I had to wait 25, 30 minutes to get through the lock, and then I got to fish, but then I had to make sure I had enough time to get back. So I really only fished for about 2 hours that day, which just, it was taking me, I wasn't catching them fast and furious. It was every day the bags took, it was a grind, a slow grind to get to that 20 pound mark, which was my goal every day.
Nick Trim with us here coming off of his win at the Bass Nation Championship in the Upper Mississippi River. Now, you were sixth last year, I think, right? At the Bass Nation Championship and at Grand Lake, sixth place, so close. This is something you've been chasing for a minute. As I said, you're 42, 43 years old, somewhere in there. So this is, you're balancing all of this along with the full-blown life that you have with young children and a job and everything else. So close though last year, huh?
Yeah, last year was a really fun tournament at Grand Lake. I actually went into the final day thinking full-heartedly I was going to win that tournament. I was 1 pound, 11 ounces out of the lead, and I was catching some big ones for that time of year and for what the weights were. And it was a hard drive home from there, dropping to sixth place the last day and, missing a class. I thought worst case I was going to the Classic and I didn't get to. So to make it this year is just a dream come true. It's unbelievable.
Now you haven't even ever been to a Classic, right? As a fan or anything like that. You haven't been to one yet. So your first experience is going to be in Knoxville, which is going to be off the chain in March.
Yeah, I couldn't have picked a better one for my first one. And not only do I get to go, as a as a contestant or participant, yeah. Not just a fan. So, this will be my first one. I'm excited.
What kind of plans have you been making? I mean, it's a short off season, really, when you think about it here, you know, now that you're fishing the elites for the next 2 years, but it gets started in early February in Gunnersville, which is about 45 minutes from our studios here, down here in the Dirty South. So what kind of plans have you been able to start making regarding your job and regarding sponsorship and all that kind of good stuff?
I think I got the job portion figured out. I had a 2-hour meeting with my boss on Monday, and then sponsorships I've been slowly picking away at. It's really hard to find contacts for companies, but that's been the big thing. It's been a whirlwind the last I've only had like really 3 days to work on it, but I've nailed down some things, working on the boat, and then I'm just gonna try to get the other sponsors figured out, get the boat wrapped. I want to get down to Knoxville before the first of the year and explore the Classic waters a little bit. And then I'll probably go to Lake Martin because I've never been there, and just poke around there, do some graphing and just try to do some pre-practice. I want to put my best foot forward this year and next to make sure I have a long career with bass in the Elite Series. So
you fished the Opens in the past. Obviously, we were fishing them this past year as well. You've had some good results in the Opens, some not-so-good results in the Opens in the past. Will you focus 100% on the Elites for 2026?
100%. I'm hot committed to this thing. I want to make it a career. I don't want it to be 2 years and I'm out of there. So, and I've been told these guys are, it's kind of like you graduate from Little League and you go straight to the MLB. So, yeah. I'm full on committed to making this work, pre-practice and really grinding to learn these lakes. A lot of these lakes I've never been to, so.
Yeah, and it takes support from the family, right, as well. I mean, you got to have a wife that 100% is willing to support you and take care of things back home when you're out there on the road.
Yeah, and I couldn't be more blessed in that department. I know fishing's wrecked a lot of relationships and marriages, but my wife is so supportive, and I'm sure everybody, you know, that followed along saw her on stage, and she genuinely was super happy for me, and she wanted this. I know she was super excited last year at Grand Lake. She wanted me to win, you know. It's a we thing it's not a me thing with us. It's a we, you know, we're in this thing together, and she's fully committed to it. And I'm spoiled in that regard. It's awesome.
Yeah, it takes a lot of support from back at home as well. All right, man. Well, congratulations on the win. This is great stuff. I can't wait to see you out there. I'll probably see you at Gunnersville anyway. And let's go, man. That's another good Phoenix guy on the Elite Series. That doesn't hurt as well.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Thank you. That's Nick Trim. And I'm just excited for him because – and again, I'm nothing negative about the kids. I love the kids that are coming in and doing what they're doing. But it's neat. This is kind of old school when guys would work at this for a number of years and then finally make it. And here's a guy in his early 40s that has made it and now would like to do this for the rest of his career. Or other guys, sometimes when they're at that age, you're starting to see the end of the tunnel. But for Nick, it's just the beginning, which is really, really cool. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, more Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as promised in the open, look, the last guy to win a tournament at Okeechobee was Brandon Polinick. I mean, we think he was at Okeechobee. It didn't look like Okeechobee where he was when he won the tournament, but he did win one there. So we are previewing a little bit the EQ coming up, the final EQ, where 10 guys will punch their ticket to the Elite Series, where Brandon Polinick is. He had a fascinating season. He had some real high finishes, and he had some real bombs. But ultimately, he did what he needed to do at lacrosse to get himself into the Bassmaster Classic, and it's going to be great to have Brandon Polinick back in the Classic. He's a two-time Angler of the Year, and he joins us on the VMC Hook. Brandon, welcome back, brother. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just trucking across the country.
I hear, well, you know, Rathman, Idaho, you know, one of the most beautiful places in the world, Coeur d'Alene Lake where you live, you know, just absolutely gorgeous. I have not been there yet. Every time I talk to you, I threaten to go out there. Is there snow on the ground yet in Rathman, Idaho?
There's no snow in town. There is snow in the mountains.
Yeah. Well, there's snow in the mountains almost all year round, I think, isn't there? Or just a short period of time when they don't have it?
It just depends on the year, how much snow we get in the wintertime. You know, last year it stayed warm enough in town that we'd get rain and it would snow in the mountains. And I don't think there was snow on the ground till December last year, like late December.
All right, so let's talk about it. The EQ guys are, you know, headed to Okeechobee for the finale of the EQ. A lot of stress, a lot of excitement in that whole deal. And so you won there, second tournament of the year this past season, but you know, you were way up the canal, right up against one of those dams. And was that something that you had found in practice, or had you had a good practice and thought you had found something? Because it was 4 or 5 years up there working that area.
It was the very last place I found on the very last day of practice. And I did not know it had the potential that it ended up having. You know, I got two bites on it. I got a 2-pounder and a 6-pounder on back-to-back casts. And saw a couple more on my Mega Live, you know, when I caught the 6-pounder that followed it. And I thought, well, maybe I can run up here and I can get one or two big, you know, kicker bites, catch a 5-plus-pounder, and then I can go fill my limit out, do another stuff, and cut a decent check and get out of Florida with 2 checks.
Yeah.
That was kind of my game plan. That area just turned out to be the best area in the entire lake that week. I'm sure there'll be some guys check it in the EQ, but I also believe that it's probably got a few dredge lines through it at this point in the season. You know, and it's a different time of year. The lake's different. You know, I heard pretty sure the lake is up maybe even a couple feet from when we fished it. Later, the grass has grown all year, you know, so it may fish a little bit more like typical Okeechobee.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you think that that's kind of a one and done spot, just an odd thing that, you know, you couldn't do again? Plus, these guys are going out of Clewiston, not that, you know, you can't run the Rim Canal and get up there, but they're going out of Clewiston, which is a run to get up to where you were. But do you feel like, even if you were going back there, do you feel like, yeah, I'd check it, but you know, it must have gotten pounded, you know, throughout the spring, I would think, because it wasn't just you; it was 3 or 4 years up there that were doing really well up there. But do you think it's just kind of a one and done thing, just a freak deal?
I think it's an area that they live around. I don't know that it would always hold for that many days, right? Mm-hmm. Like I don't know that you could do a multi-day deal there. All the time. I think we just kind of hit perfect storm when we were there and everything worked out.
Yeah. You know, and the funny thing is too, you know, everybody, we all take, when we're going to a tournament, take more stuff than we would usually use, but a lot of guys pare down, you know, what equipment that they will be using. You head to Okeechobee, you usually don't think about taking deep diving crankbaits, you know, and things like that. Did you have to get some stuff out of the truck and put into the boat, you know, when you were hitting that area? Because that's just not normal Okeechobee type gear.
Well, I knew that I wanted to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that Okeechobee, just from reading all the reports and stuff, that the grass was not as healthy as it typically is. And I've kind of seen that decline over my career on that place. And so I had some in the boat, but I definitely put more in the boat after day one of the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where I kind of learned, I spent enough time there day one of the tournament that I learned a lot, and I kind of revamped my tackle, and then that's what made the difference on day two when I had the really big bag.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of perfect storm. Everything came together. But, you know, when I leave home, a lot of times I'm gone for 6 months before I get back home. So I end up packing pretty much all of my tackle in the truck that I'm going to see for, you know, every scenario you can imagine. So if it's not in my boat, it's generally at least in my vehicle in my back of my Tundra.
Yeah, yeah. Brandon Polinick with us here, coming off of the Toyota Owners Tournament at Gunnersville and heading back to Idaho now. We just had Nick Trim on. He won the Nation Championship, which you had won in the past as well. That's kind of how you got launched as well. Now it's interesting. These EQs, I mean, we started at Champlain, had one at Wheeler, and now finishing at Okeechobee. The two divisions, I mean, he fished all over the country, north to south. You know, Nick came in winning on his home waters. He's done a lot of damage up there at La Crosse and in that region. When you first came in, how did you adjust to the versatility of all of these waters? Because, you know, he's fishing a bunch of places in the elites next year, never seen before. Water body, you know, probably six of the nine tournaments on the elite series, this guy has never even seen before. Recall what it was like for you when you first came out of the Bass Nation.
Well, the good thing for me was being from the Northwest, all of a sudden I was fishing places that the things in the magazines actually made sense. You know, like, because we didn't have shad up where I lived. And all right. So all these, like, fall shad patterns and all these things, all of a sudden, the things I'd been studying and reading, they were applicable to a lot of the water, bodies of water we fished. And, you know, a guy like that that put in that much time on the water, you get a good base of what fish are doing in certain conditions. A lot of the bodies of water we're going to now, there's enough history and enough information out there on the internet that you can look at and say, okay, these are areas that these fish live, and if you got a good understanding, you're able to, you know, put together a good pattern.
Yeah, Brandon Polinick with us here. By the way, you want to check out his video series on YouTube, BMP Fishing. That's BMP Fishing is where you can see his, and it is absolutely broadcast TV quality production. I mean, it is excellent. Your crew does a great job with that. And yeah, you've always been one of the guys that led the way with branding, you know, whether it's t-shirts or product or whatever it is, and the video series. I mean, it's very much an important part of the Brandon Polinick brand, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, I've always enjoyed the content side of things, even all the way back from when I was in high school. And I just wanted to make bass fishing look cool.
Yeah,
you know, to a younger audience and stuff when I got in, because I was so far below the average age, and you know, started out filming with GoPros and things like that, and then finally in 2017 I said, you know what, I'm gonna take a leap and get a guy to film. And Kyle's been with me now for 8 years, going on nine. We got another guy, Braden, that's helping us edit some, and so we're kind of just building out a team to be able to build out that content. And we've always kind of strived for higher quality stuff. We may not put as much content out, but we always want to make sure it's high quality.
Yeah, no, it is absolutely high quality. Fascinating one on the final tournament of the year at La Crosse. You famously are not a points guy. You know, you never want to know where you sit in the points. You wanted to know where you were in the points at La Crosse to get yourself into the Classic. It was fascinating watching the guys help you out with the math and everything. Well, now if you finish, if you catch one fish, you move into the time. I mean, yeah. That was really good stuff.
Yeah, it was a wild one. Like, I mean, you know, I made it in by 1 point. At the time, which was crazy. You know, didn't have to stress about it the last day. It was a huge relief off my shoulders. I had no idea where I was at going into the tournament. Just came off, you know, a top five finish at St. Clair a couple weeks before. So I knew that helped. And then I got the text, you know, we go out that final tournament in order of AOI standing that said like 43rd. And the crazy part was is like, it didn't seem to matter if I moved up or down the leaderboard. I just hovered right there in that like 42, 43 spot. And then when it was all said and done, you know, I ended up making it to 42nd, being a 1 point in.
Yeah, and then, of course, yeah, 1 point in. But then it turned out to be, you know, Dakota Hebert got in, John Cruz got in, Kyle Norsetter got in, you know, because we've got all these different guys winning. So when you look at the standings, it's like, oh, he's easily. I mean, he was in, there was no stress. He was easily in there, you know, no problem at all. All right, Brandon, well, I appreciate you. Be safe on the road heading back to Idaho. I appreciate you so much giving us a little bit of help with Okeechobee. It won't be long. You bring your butt back to the Dirty South to fish Gunnersville with and leave the forward-facing sonar in the truck. That's going to be fascinating next year to see how that works. Yeah, every other tournament, that's going to be good stuff. But Brandon Polinick has been our guest. Brandon, I appreciate you so much.
Yep, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right, thank you. That's Brandon Polinick. Great guy. I mean, he's been coming on the show for years. He is a stud, and it's time for him to win a Classic. And it could happen. It could happen this year. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we return, we've got more right after this on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink.
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's have.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now an opportunity to do something we do each and every year, and that's talk to my friend Randy Howell. Of course, he is the 2014 Bassmaster Classic champion at Gunnersville. But to talk to Randy Howell, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro, about his King's Home giveaway and something a little bit different in this 15th one. It is the 15th year. They've raised over $3.7 million to date. But it was always a Triton Mercury deal back in the past. This time it's a Ranger Yamaha boat. So something different, a little different boat that you could win. And Randy joins us now on the VMC Hook to talk about it. Randy, welcome in, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. Good to be back with you. I'm a little under the weather today, but excuse my voice here a little bit. I've been running around speaking at so many high school events with kids that are sick, and you always catch something from them.
Yeah.
I'm battling through today.
So let's talk about the change. I mean, that part of it is a little bit different. This is a fully rigged Ranger this time with a Yamaha on the back of it. So this is a little bit different look for folks that want to get in. And, you know, maybe in the past, you know, didn't get in. Maybe it gets them a little bit excited about, you know, winning this beautiful Ranger with the Yamaha on it.
Yeah, right. That's what I was thinking too, man. This is the 15th anniversary, so we really needed a big, you know, a big carrot this year to dangle in front of everybody to get out there and, you know, make a difference, donate for your tickets. And, you know, this is about $123,000 package rigged out like it is. Only got a little over 100 hours on it, and still the same you know, Bass Pro White River brand. I stayed in the family and just moved to the Ranger because it's more, you know, it's a legacy brand, and Yamaha, they're starting to sell Yamaha through the factory. You can get a Yamaha on a Ranger now, and Yamaha's got a really big heart for charity, and they really stepped up and wanted to be a part of our boat giveaway. So I really appreciate and commend them for that. So the partnership's great, and we've got a great boat. We just, man, go on the website there, kingshome.com/Randy Howell, and read everything that's on the boat, because it's just everything you can get on there. Precision lithium batteries, four batteries alone in that boat's worth about $3,000. So it's really a great setup, man. And I hope this is going to be the year. Our goal is to raise $500,000. I've had that goal for a while, and we've gotten close to it, a little at around 400,000 several times. But if we could get, you know, 5,000 tickets this year, would be $500,000. And that would actually take us from two homes that you can support for a whole year to three homes. It costs about $170,000 a year for one home to operate with five or six girls in a home, or five or six boys in a home with house parents and all that. So this will make a huge, huge difference to keep growing King's Home, because it went from 160, 170 kids and ladies all the way to about 275 a year now. So what we're doing is really making a difference and helping a lot more people in need.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And it's a $100 ticket, so a chance to win a $120,000 boat with a $100 ticket. And by the way, as Randy said, this is not like you get the boat and where do the graphs go and I got to put the power poles on it or anything. I mean, this thing comes right off the tournament and boom, still wrapped and everything. And it's up to people whether or not they want to keep the wrap on or take the wrap off. It'd be interesting to see how many of these other 14 boats are still floating around out there with those beautiful Livingston King's Home wraps on them. It's one of the sharpest looking wraps of any boat on tour, on any tour. I mean, it's really a very distinctive looking boat for sure, but everything is on it except for the fish smell, right? I mean, this is exactly the way it was when you ran it during the tour.
That's correct. Yeah, everything. And I, you know, you guys, people that know me, that I'm very particular and neat and clean, kind of opposite of my son Laker. He's a little messy, and I'm a little type A, and I think I ruined him growing up because of that. But But my boat stays very clean. Very, I mean, it doesn't have any scratches. It's like, it looks like it just came out of the showroom, honestly. And I keep it looking good because I want it to be great to, you know, to make the difference. Because you give away a beat all up, nasty looking boat, you're going to have a lot of people, you know, talking about you and not liking it and not helping. So this is the way to do it. We make it look sharp and somebody's going to get an amazing boat. And it's amazing. We got a database. Look, Tom, we were going through this the other day at King's Hall. We got a database of 14 years now of about almost 13,000 donors have donated for tickets over 14 years. And in all 50 states and 10 other countries, we've had at least one or two tickets in every place that many years. So the footprint of the bass fishing, Bassmaster, Bass Nation, that whole world of Bassmaster just goes across the globe. I mean, it's amazing how many people see a need and want to partner with somebody like me in fishing because they followed us through the classic win, through the years and the longevity. And it's just great to have people that care about our mission and try to help make a difference.
Now, the giveaway is coming up on November 15th, and King's Home runs about 21 residential homes right now in six different counties all across the state of Alabama, some 275 residents or so a year. Talk about the event that's coming up, though, on the 15th and why you have a heart for King's Home and what they are doing and who they are serving.
Yeah, November 15th will be the giveaway day and the drawing day, and that kind of all culminates with our big fishing event there on the campus. The Girls Ranch campus has about a 10-acre lake, and we've stocked it over the years multiple times with a lot of fish, and Mark's Outdoors down in Birmingham, they partner every year, give us all free rods and reels and tackle for all the kids to have rods and reels to keep, and they fish with it. We get about 10 to 12 fishing teams from around the Bass Nation high school groups that come in. They get community service points for helping these kids fish. When these high school fishing team kids show up in their jerseys, man, all these kids from King's Home, they've been through so much bad and abuse situations. You know, they don't even understand anything about our world. So it just brightens their day. These kids, when jerseys look like celebrities out there, they're walking around helping the kids cast, catch fish for the first time. And it's just a great community effort that goes into it every year, and it's really, really smooth. And then it goes from about 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. on Saturday the 15th, and then we get in the boat, we draw the tickets out. They cut the ticket hotline off at 12 o'clock on that Saturday the 15th, so you've got to get your tickets before noon Central Time that day on kingshome.com/Randy Howell, or the phone number that's on the website. You can call in and get them as well. And then it's audited and done that whole morning. And through those last 2 hours, all the tickets get printed and cut and put in the big spinner. And one of the kids from King's Home draws it out, standing right on the deck of that Ranger boat, and changed somebody's life. And it's going to be great. But hey, great story from last year. You may not know, a gentleman from North Carolina won it last year. He was 78 years old. His wife had worked her whole life in kids ministries in Maryland in a charity similar to King's Home, and they have been following me since the Bassmaster Classic, getting tickets every year, and they said if they ever won it, they were going to donate it back, and the man won it, and so he wanted to give it back, so we worked through the CPA how it all worked, and he had to sell it to an individual, then give the money back to King's Home, and that's what he did to make it out. So $75,000 additional dollars when he sold the boat and gave it back to him.
Wow.
That took us to just a hair over 400,000 last year. So what a blessing that was out of 3,300 tickets in there. That one man had, I think, three tickets, and one of his tickets, you know, got drawn, and he's the one guy that probably would have done something that generous. It's pretty amazing.
So now you're shaming me. So if I win the boat, which, you know, because I buy a ticket every year. So if I win the boat, now you're shaming me. I got to sell the boat and give you back the money. No, I don't know if that's going to happen. Now, here's the thing. Randy Howell with us here. Here's the deal. The giveaway is at 2 o'clock there at the event on November 15th, which is 3 o'clock Eastern time. And if everything it goes right, and if God allows it, at 3 o'clock Eastern time that day, I will be emceeing the weigh-in at Okeechobee, and hopefully Laker Howell, your son, will be in the top 10, which will give him a chance to qualify for the Elite Tour because he is one of the EQ anglers trying to make it to the Elite. He's already qualified for the Classic. He runs a beautiful Livingston King's Home boat himself, which is kind of cool as well. As you say, though, a little messy. He's a little messier than you. but boy, if that kid is in the final, if he's in that top 10, I don't know how, you know, are you going to have it? You're going to have it on your phone. You're going to have it on a computer. You guys are going to have it on a big screen there while you're doing the drawing. We may be, you know, christening your son as a new Elite Pro. I mean, that's going to be a little distracted.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty awesome just to think that he's there and he's going to have the opportunity. It's disappointing on the date scheduling. You know, we had King's Home scheduled all year. Then when the EQ schedule came out, it was that last tournament fell right on top of us. The Laker, and along with Oakley and Robin, we've been at every event. They've been at every event since they were, you know, three, four, five years old. And so the Laker is kind of bittersweet. He don't want to miss it. But he can't be there, and I wanted to fish the EQs so I'd have a chance to get back in the Classic, and I couldn't do it because of that last event. So it's all up to him and the Lord's hand. He's blessed him and put favor on him all year. He's won the last two out of three events, and if he could go down there and some magic could happen and the right people stumbled a little bit, he could slip up in that top 10, and, man, we'd have a Cinderella story for sure there with the winner of the boat and him Why didn't he just go and win Okeechobee? It'd be good to
Win
the road back. Would that be amazing?
Well, that would be fantastic. Now, if he doesn't make the top 10, is he talking about trying to make the run? I mean, it would be a long night. If he doesn't make it, he might can make it back for the giveaway.
Yeah, I think he would. He's going to definitely try because if something happened and he didn't make it, he could hit the road on Friday and drive all night pretty late and get there and before the 2 o'clock, you know, drawing. So. I told him, don't really worry, think about that. I don't want him to rush his way out. He definitely needs to be there. And he's got a lot of confidence right now. He's, you know, flying high, and he feels good about his chances, and things are going to just happen the way they've been happening for him lately. And so I wish I could be sitting there watching it. But, you know, once the boat giveaway is done, usually we're done by about 2:15, and we start tearing down all the stuff. But I'll have it. Robin will definitely have it on the phone there. We'll be keeping up with it if he's in there.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting stuff. And of course, he is, as I said, due to his win, he is qualified for the Bassmaster Classic. You'll be there on the floor working the expo, and he'll be fishing. So that's a little bit of a twist. It's always been pretty much the other way around, and this time it'll be him fishing. So that's going to be a blessing as well in Knoxville, you know, in the middle of March.
Yeah, it sure is. This was my first year, you know, coming back to the Elite Series. You know, I fished 6 years on Major League Fishing and came back because I really, you know, missed the stage, missed the Bassmaster community. And, you know, I learned a lot and enjoyed some of what I've done while I was gone. But it's a lot of times that I wish I'd never left, because when I came back, I just see that's where I'm meant to be. And I just love the fan base and the big stage, the big dream, that whole deal. I mean, it's just and the people, I've just really enjoyed it this year. And I really gambled a little too much on a few of those events in the beginning, trying so hard to knock a home run and made some bad decisions and had a few bomb tournaments this year. And I had a few good ones at, you know, Hartwell and a few other checks, but, you know, on paper, it didn't turn out good in 70th place, but hopefully we're going to get our feet back under us and get the momentum going. Laker's kind of motivated me a lot watching how easy he's made it look. And I just got to get my confidence and my belief back to fish, you know, make better decisions next year. And I'll be back in that Classic. And hopefully he will too, because that's our dream. And we got real close to it this year. Dream for him to be in it is awesome. He made it at 24 years old. He was almost 23, and I made it when I was 23, our first Classic. So, it's going to be great to have all the headlines, all the spotlight on him, and I'm going to be there supporting him and crying in the stands like I do for everybody that wins. But I'll be crying for him just seeing him come in there, because it's pretty cool, pretty emotional.
It's going to be pretty cool as well. It's going to be cool. We'll get with you before Gunnersville, before the season starts as well, and get your take on that, because that's going to be fun with no forward-facing sonar at Gunnersville. Randy Howell has been our guest. The giveaway, the King's Home giveaway, is coming up November 15th. Go to kingshome.com, and you can get your tickets as well and win this beautiful $125,000 Ranger with the Yamaha engine on it as well, and all the electronics and all the bells and whistles. Randy, I appreciate you as always.
Man, Tom, thank you so much for having me on here. Look forward to getting back with you, and you guys take care and be help Laker weigh some big ones in while you're down there, all right?
Yeah, well, we will absolutely do that. I have to give him a shout-out during the weigh-in one way or the other. All right, we'll get our final break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $59 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/BASS to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $12 on that $59 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia Pro membership today for just $47. The 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by my friend Chris Smith and Rap Smith in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something extra for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, they will come to your location to wrap anything you need wrapped. Find them on Facebook at RapSmithTN. As for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform itself, the speed and the comfort that this new Phoenix model provides, and the storage options are endless. Look for it on the water near you. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.